Welcome to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Easter Sunday, April 16th, 2017, by the Reverend Eric Williams.
In the name of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, amen. The older I get, the less I understand. I can hardly understand myself, let alone anyone else. I don't understand how my car works, and I don't have a clue how my computer works. I'm told it has something to do with ones and zeros. I listen to two different economics podcasts, but I still don't understand how the economy works. And politics seems increasingly more bizarre every year. Though I am in some respects a professional Christian and have immersed myself in the Bible and theology, the deeper I probe into the nature of God, the less certainty I find and the more mystery. That's why I find it somewhat comforting that the Bible is full of misunderstandings. Again and again, people in the Bible seem to miss the significance of what is happening. Nobody, even the prophets in the Old Testament and the disciples in the New Testament, really seem to understand what God is up to. Just look at our Easter story today. Despite everything Jesus has been saying for 3 years, nobody really seems to expect resurrection. Peter races to the tomb, but doesn't really understand why it's empty. Mary Magdalene comes back, turns around, and doesn't recognize the risen Jesus, her teacher and friend. When she does believe, she goes to tell the other disciples, and they don't believe her. Of course, the Jewish authorities completely missed the significance and reality of Jesus, his message, and his person. And the misunderstandings go on. The disciples, even after they believe in the risen Jesus, somehow miss the memo about including the Gentiles until Peter has a vision and finally gets it. God shows no partiality. But the good news for them and for us is that in the end we are not saved by our understanding, but by our faith. It's okay if we don't understand everything God is doing. In fact, we can't possibly understand it all. What matters is that we put our trust, our faith, in God. So what does it mean to have faith today? Faith is challenged all the time, perhaps never more so than now. It's challenged by a scientific approach to everything in our modern world. Now, I believe in science. But sometimes we wonder, if scientists tell us everything about the universe, where is God? Faith is challenged by the darkness of world events. Where is God, we wonder, in the tragedies and conflicts and needless bloodshed of the world? Our faith is challenged, perhaps most, by our own doubts and troubles. Where is God when I need him? When my life is falling apart, when I am dealing with loss and grief and trouble. That first Easter morning was a moment of deepest darkness for Mary Magdalene and the other disciples. All of their hopes had been crushed by the brutal execution of their friend and teacher. "We thought he was the one, but we were wrong," they said. They faced their deepest crisis of faith. To have faith, I think it's important to do a couple of things. Faith requires that we realize that in the end, it's not about us. There is no deal that guarantees that if you have faith, everything will turn out exactly the way you want it. Faith does not prevent cancer. It does not get you into college. It does not get you a promotion. Faith does, however, guarantee a deeper and richer life, a life full of meaning and purpose. What it does is to retell your story within the larger story that God has been writing and continues to write for the world. The Lord is my strength and song, the psalmist is able to say, and he has become my salvation. Faith invites us to step out into a larger and broader vision of God's kingdom, beyond our own biases and preconceptions and limitations. We misunderstand our own story because we think it is all about us. What's in it for me? But it was never about that. It was never about being successful. It was never about getting into the right college. If you're a Christian because you think it will earn you success in this life, guess again. Quite the opposite. Experience teaches us that faith costs. Because faith requires us to see our lives as being lived primarily for God and others. It asks us to take the lower seat when we really want the higher one. It asks us to give when we'd rather take. It asks us to fast when we want to feast. It asks us to take care of those in need, the refugee, the prisoner, the orphan, and the widow. It takes us out of our comfort zone and out into the unpredictable, troubled, and often dangerous world. It asks us to take care of others when we desperately hunger to be taken care of. Sometimes, it also asks us to allow others to care for us when our pride gets in the way. The message of Easter is that ultimately faith costs us our lives. In fact, Colossians tells us that in every way that really matters, we have already died in baptism, and our life, our perfected eternal life, is hidden with Christ in God. Death sharpens this awareness for us dramatically. It forces us to look again at what is important. Doesn't this happen every time you go to a funeral? Suddenly, for a moment, your priorities get reshuffled. All that petty stuff no longer seems all that important. Unfortunately, it doesn't last. When confronted by death, we realize that all those to-do lists are not as urgent as they seemed. Instead, what matters becomes clear. Relationships and a meaningful life. A life participating in God's unfinished work of healing and reconciling the world. A life that strives for peace and justice for all of God's people. We will not be judged by how long we have lived, by how many projects we have completed, by how clean our house is, by any of our achievements. Instead, we will be judged by how fully we have lived into the life that God intends for us. That is the source of real and lasting joy, not the fleeting pleasure that comes from the things of this world. So, are you still confused by life, by God, by the world? Me too, but it's okay. Jesus has got us, and he is not letting go. Jesus has got this. This Easter, he asks us each a question. What does it mean to you to live in faith? To live freely, joyfully, generously, abundantly, lovingly? Jesus has stepped out of the empty tomb and into the life of God's amazing kingdom. He's waiting for us to step out and join him. What are we waiting for?